Welcome to Savage Starlight, the officially unofficial podcast for The Last of Us on HBO. I'm Jim.
I am Aaron.
And today we're talking Season 1, Episode 9, Look for the Light. It's the instant take, so we just got done watching it. Aaron, what did you think of the finale episode of Season 1?
The finale of The Last of Us, much like the game itself, is melancholy and disquieting and vaguely unsatisfying and conflicted, which I think makes it brilliant, just like the video game. Mm-hmm. I think everything I felt playing the video game, I felt in this episode. I'm not sure what people are going to make about the actual Joel working his way through the hospital stuff. I felt like they really wanted to do this kind of like violence removed, or, you know, non-glorified violence. But it felt like it felt weirdly anticlimactic to me instead of cathartic, which I think it should have felt like a little bit, maybe a bit more effective if it felt like that. But yeah, like, I think this is a really great episode. It's like this total inversion of the dynamic of Ellie and Joel from their meeting, you know, where Joel was the closed off, traumatized one that couldn't open him up emotionally. And here, you know, Ellie is the one who can, you know, is barely plugged in, you know, monotone responses. And Joel's the one who's just trying almost too hard to do anything to get a reaction from her. And then, yeah, then the moral quandary. What do you do if you're a Joel? What do you do if you're an Ellie? What do you do if you're a Firefly? Is there any possible way you could have handled that situation a little bit better, fucking Fireflies? If the fate of the world rested, do you think you might have did work a little harder to not fumble that fucking bag?
Sure.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, fuck them Fireflies. That's my opening argument into debate. Number one, fuck them Fireflies. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you think about their philosophy. Fuck these Fireflies in particular.
Marlene in particular?
Marlene in particular.
Damn.
Should have known better. If you're going to be that fucking, you know, just not care about anyone's consent and want to murder a child in cold blood without having to confront her, okay, just shoot Joel in the head and be done with it, you know? This, like, half-ass, it's like, I don't know. Like, we'll have to get into it. What did you think of the episode?
Oh, I thought it was awesome.
Did you think of the Fireflies?
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome. It is very, very much like the game. And that is A-OK by me, because the game was excellent in the final moments. I really loved, like you were saying, you know, the switch here between Joel and Ellie. And I didn't have a problem with the way that they filmed the violence. I felt like that sort of numbed reaction that Joel experiences. This is the guy that we've been hearing about the whole show. Every time somebody says, like, you don't know what Joel's capable of, I'm like, okay, well, he killed a couple guys, but they're all trying to kill him. Like, that's not so bad. Whatever. That's defense, right?
Sure.
Then you get to this scene, and this scene is him just straight up murdering people and murdering them by the dozen. And I think now we finally see what Marlene says, right? Like, what Marlene thinks of Joel is actually true. He is this guy who will just go commando in, like, the Arnold Schwarzenegger sense. Not no underwear, although underwear is probably in short supply in the apocalypse. So I love that scene. I thought it was well filmed. And yeah, then you have the dilemma. What do you do? What do you do when this girl, who has now become your daughter, your surrogate daughter here, is going to be executed for the good of all mankind, potentially saving the human race? Perhaps the only person who could do it. It's a good question.
So let's attack this in the three parts. Number one, do you believe that it was possible to find the cure?
Sure. I have no reason not to believe it.
Because, and this might be the video game talking, because I felt like when I played the video game the last time, and this was something I was really trying to interrogate when I was going through my second playthrough, is like, do I really feel like the Fireflies could do this, could pull this off? And I remember thinking, after considering all the evidence, that I thought this was a very desperate Hail fucking Mary, you know, something that, like, it boggles my mind that these people want to cut. This is the only person they've ever discovered, and she's alive through great pains. Mm-hmm. And in less than 6 hours of studying her again alive, they just want to cut her brain open. That's the fucking answer. That's the answer. Yeah. That's the answer. Crazy. Cutting her brain open and killing her so there's no more. That's the fucking answer. That's mm-hmm. the answer. 6 hours, unique event, never seen it before. We fucking know. That person to me seems like a mad fucking scientist. Seems like someone who has, like, been stringing along a bunch of desperate people for years and years with the promise of a cure, infecting all kinds of monkeys, doing all kinds of crazy shit, and doesn't know what they're doing. And, like, it just fucking boggles my mind. I just, like, I felt like there's maybe some notebooks.
Well, it boggled
and stuff
my
I
fucking
found.
Mind when the Jakarta mycologist or whatever it was says, nope, it's impossible. We can never fucking find a cure for this. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
So the opposite of crazy is crazy. This person's making a snap decision. Oh yeah, this is just cut her brain open.
My point being, you've said, okay, we can't do this. That I think is manifestly stupid. And then the fact that you said, well, we know how we're going to do this with the fireflies, manifestly stupid. Yeah, I don't know how to take the science in this show. Right, the science in this show is very matter of fact. Like they say something and you're supposed to take it at face value. Period. Point blank. And so
I'm just saying that, like, caution would suggest you spend weeks, if not months, studying this very much alive girl and learning everything you can about her body and physiology before you kill her, because you can never unkill her. Made me think that they were fucking insane. So, like, so you and I disagree on that first axis. Is it possible to find a cure? Second.
See, the thing is, I don't necessarily disagree with that in the game, but that stuff with the Jakarta scientists never sat right with me. The way that the show is describing their science is very much like, just take it for what we tell you. And that's it. That's it. The scientist knows that's what you need to do. The scientist knows you need to start bombing people in the city. She's going home to blow her fucking brains out with her family because she knows there's no possibility in the future for a cure. We've never needed to study this, but it's not possible. So I'm going to see you later. Bomb everybody. You know what I mean? Like, the show just says, believe it.
I guess I don't want to relitigate that second episode. Cause I did not have a problem with that. But, like, so we're kind of at loggerheads there. The second axis is, so a cure is possible.
If it is.
No, if a cure is possible, I think in this circumstance, probably not. You say it is. Shouldn't how did the Fireflies actually handle this? Because again, poorly. Like, I don't know what the urgency of killing her right now, of vivisecting her brain right now. Could they not ask Ellie if it was okay to do that? Right?
Sure. Sure.
Like, if they sit and they sit, Joel and her both, and Joel can huff and puff all he wants, but if Ellie says, you know, Joel, think about all the people who've died, think about all the people who might live, and, like, this is rough, but, like, you know, I choose this with my own free will, eyes wide open.
I think this point is a wash, right? Because thing, neither of them do it. Joel doesn't give her a choice, and the Fireflies don't give her a choice.
But how, okay,
they're both wrong about that.
This is the I'm so glad you said that, because I've been fuming about all the fucking articles that make that argument. How can Joel give her a fucking choice? What's he going to do? Slaughter the whole hospital? Get up to the doctor who says, I'm not letting you take her over my dead body? And then just, like, puts him at gunpoint, waits for Ellie to wake up and be like, Ellie, darling, what you want to do? I've already butchered. Like, that's so stupid. How can Joel's not in a position where he can offer her a choice? He can either let them make the choice for her or save him.
It's at the end when he lies straight to her fucking face and says, okay, everything I told you, I swear is true. Now she no longer has the choice. She's going to believe him. I mean, the choice there is to go back
saying,
to the Firefly.
You're saying the choice. Okay. You're right.
He takes all hope from her in the end.
Okay. Mea culpa. I completely misunderstood the argument until you just put it, because I thought we're talking about at that moment.
Yeah, in the moment, they're going to kill her,
and I'm thinking,
right?
Like, so, after you slaughtered everyone at the hospital, that was kind of like a moment that had passed. You know, you killed the doctor.
In that
who was
moment,
dude.
Yeah. I mean, that doctor, that so, moment has passed. I think it's a little... Though, the Fireflies don't give it to her either. Like, right. They just knock her out and they're going to slice
her
brain open.
And again, if you think this is a trolley problem writ the whole world, you can still murder the child, but... You don't get this coward's way out, where it's like, well, I think, you know, knowing who Ellie was, she definitely would have said it was okay. So you get to feel good about it. You got to look that little girl in the eye and say, like, are you ready to sacrifice your life? She says no. Well, we're gonna take that choice from you anyway, and you know it sucks.
And
but
then you're the bad guy.
And then carry that. You did a terrible, terrible thing to save the whole world. And I hope your fucking 6 hours of research on this girl is right and you find the cure, because else you just murdered this sweet little girl who a lot of people love for no fucking good reason. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God.
I'm with you there. They should give her a choice. If Marlene is so confident, like when she tells Joel, and you know I'm right, about the choice that Ellie would make. I think, they should give her an opportunity to make it, because she might make it. I mean,
that's
when I look at her attitude,
thing.
She might make that choice.
I think she would. I absolutely think Ellie would choose to do that. I absolutely do. But fuck these people for not giving her a choice. And also, like, I still think it's just phenomenally stupid the way they hand. If they were going to do this, essentially kidnap and murder Ellie, they should have just killed Joel. Like, this whole, like, take him out to the highway and give him his pack. Fuck off. There's no way that dog was ever going to hunt.
She knows what kind of guy this is, right? Like I said, the one guy she doesn't want to be in debt to.
It's just shitty. You impotently kill this man's surrogate daughter, and he feels like a failure for now the seventh time. And you might, like, you know, he was already talking about how the first time this happened, he almost ate a bullet. And it was like some kind of freak reflex mishap that kept him from doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a fundamentally selfish decision. I don't agree. I don't think he should have made that decision, but I understand why he makes that decision to lie to her for the second time. We'll be right back with more Bald Move after this brief pause. We're getting geared up for the 6th annual Summer Badass Fest. And while we're working on a slate of apex badass films to enjoy, we've got an early action-packed announcement to make.
Just like last year, we're kicking off badass season with a live movie watch and podcast recording. We've rented out a theater for connoisseurs of action films and Bald Move fans that just want to have a great time.
Unlike last year, this year's movie is top secret. Hush, hush. No hints. Except, it's incredibly badass. It stars an absolute icon of the genre. We're willing to bet most of you haven't seen it, and it's going to be an incredible viewing experience with a packed house of Bald Movers.
Those of you who came to last year's screening of Total Recall know what a party it was. And those of you who didn't, now's your chance to experience it. Meet me and Jim. Order some custom movie-themed drinks at the theater's full bar. Then watch us record the full podcast for the movie. We reserved a venue over twice the size as last year, but seating is still limited.
It's happening Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. in our hometown of Cincinnati. Get full details and buy tickets at baldmove.com/live.
Cincinnati's actually a pretty great city to visit, and we've got lots of details for side adventures on our event page as well. The Reds are playing the Boston Red Sox in their fantastic Riverside Stadium. The thrills of Kings Island just minutes away, and I'll be leading a kayak trip down the scenic Little Miami River on Saturday.
Again, get full details and get your tickets now on our Badass Fest 6 page at baldmove.com/live.
Live.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the four pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
And now, back with more Bald Move.
Because, yeah, again, I guess I'm viewing everything through the lens of, like, I don't, even if you were to argue that there was a choice there, that there's no longer a choice because, you know, he essentially destroyed that whole hospital. at least when I play it, I certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
I go in there with the full inventory from flamethrowers and like, oh, fireflies, you want to seek the light?
Here, I just lit you
up.
The
last thing you'll see is a bright orange glow. And none of those nurses got off easy either. No, oh, they don't get to turn around and look. Nah, pfft, torch them too. But I guess I never have considered that, like, he could have a couple days later rode back to the hospital and be like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, it turns out I talked to Ellie and she's totally for the whole butchery thing. You got a junior doctor in there? You got a resident or something? You got someone who's looked at a few slides on fungus? That's
I can just see him down, like, looking down at his foot. You know, sheepishly, guys, I fucked up.
Right.
What can I say?
Right. You know, so it takes a big man to admit when they're wrong. And I don't know why Joel suddenly is Sylvester Stallone, but Sylvester Jalone. Fuck these fireflies. I think they misplayed this in every single way, almost to the point where, like,
yeah,
it makes, I feel it kind of almost, it's such a, you don't notice it when it's happening, but, like, now that this is like third, fourth, fifth time, I'm like, this is such an artificially contrived thing, that, like, it only works if you don't think about it too much, because otherwise, these doctors just seem like lunatics. I still can't get over to, like, again, a singular immune person in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And within 6 hours of getting her, you just going to crack her brain open and see what's what. Insane.
Is the implication there that we're just going to start injecting babies with cordyceps? Because, like, the way they describe it is, like, since you had this from birth and grew up with it, it grew up with you and viewed you as part of it. And so it didn't attack your body the way that cordyceps normally does?
I think this is all new information, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to like me, from video games, I don't think there's, like, I'm completely unaware that it seems like the show canon is that one of the reasons Ellie is special is that her mom was bit and she was born and she was delivered during the attack, and there was the like for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds of umbilical connection, and that imparted her some kind of quasi infection that was at a state of balance with her body. I think that would be an interesting hook for a future sequel if, like, there is some offshoot of fireflies who are like, because if, like, if this is a trolley problem, then, like, isn't that worth it? You just farm and pregnant women, and right as they go into labor, you have a fungus person bite them, and then you take their baby, and
that's not a recipe
if we're all just pulling levers for little girls and saving the whole world, then, like, that's an easy call. Get a couple thousand pregnant women and sacrifice them, you know?
That's true. Presumably. Yeah, if Ellie were to have a child, it would also be immune, right? Whether she died or not during birth.
You don't even have to ask for their consent. You can just, like, you know, tell them that you're going to give them free medical care. And when they sign up for it, you take them in there, you put them in a vegetative coma. And then they don't even feel it when they get bit at the end. It's just like, you know, it's like fucking not even an ethical, moral thing. These fucking fireflies. God damn these fuckers. Is anyone is chat feeling me on this?
I mean, the fireflies are not great, but They're the only people out there trying to save the world. So,
yeah, because I feel like that's the thing. If you can make a cure and there's just one person, and even if they don't want to die, if you, like I said, I think that's something you got to do. Mm-hmm. That's something you got to do in this situation. But you cannot act like you're doing something heroic or noble, you know, like you are you're murdering an innocent person against their will. That might be mm-hmm. to play, but like, I don't need to tell yourself that like, oh, they would have wanted it for sure. Oh, for sure. For sure. Did you know Ellie? Ellie would have totally been down with this blast. Fuck these people.
I understand. Don't tell me I don't understand. I grew up with Ellie. I grew up with their mom.
It's wild how, is it Ashley Johnson, right? When she's in there, like, grunting and groaning in the beginning, it's like, it sounds so much like Ellie doing, you know, taking combat damage.
She looks so much like Ellie, too. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you think she, I don't, does she look she looks like Ellie? Her.
Yeah, they just aged the character down.
She sounds crazy like Ellie. It was almost just borderline distracting.
For people who don't know, that was the person who voiced Ellie in the game.
Yeah, Ellie's mom in the TV show is actually Ellie in the video game, which is a very cool touch. I wonder, are they trying to do something with Marlene here where Marlene almost wasn't able to even kill Ellie's mom, which would have been such a moral lapse? But she did do it.
She did.
So I don't think you can say...
Yeah, she had to beg her to do it, but she did. Hey, Ron, would you kill me? Do I need to come to your house in the apocalypse? Would you kill me if I was infected?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then
I wouldn't take pleasure in it. I would do it exactly how you want it to. Tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
New Jack City style.
Yeah. Warm, but I'd get bath. It done.
I wouldn't leave you hanging like that. Would you kill me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You laugh a little bit. You laugh a little bit like the Joker. That's my last image of you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, this is just like I'd imagined. That's the last thing I hear. What did you think of the giraffe scene?
My buddies are back here. I loved it. This is the scene I've been waiting for. I think all the game players have been like, yes, give us the giraffe scene.
I felt like I was building up too much for myself. Like it's like, you know, toast can't never be bread again. I was expecting it too much. It's like it comes out of nowhere in the game, and right at this part where Ellie, you know, you're just like so depressed that Ellie's depressed that you know you're like Joel, like I'd do anything to get this girl to make pun, and then these giraffes come and just like for that split second break her out of the show, but it's like I spoiled it for myself. I've been building up too much.
Yeah. I don't know. It was sweet. I liked it.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I'm like, oh yeah, it's just a giraffe scene.
What? You have anything else?
Yeah, I got one thing. One other thing to ask you. Why do you think Joel told her about the suicide? Because she said, he said, the reason I'm telling you this is I know why you're telling this. Why do you think he told her that?
He's worried about her. He's worried she's just had this traumatic experience. He doesn't want her to... he knows how she might be feeling because he felt that way. I think he just wants to get in there before she kind of spirals on this stuff and connect with her.
All right. I think that's right. That's it. That's all I got.
And man, that line...
Fuck them fireflies.
When she's like, you know, time heals all wounds, and he turns to her like, it's not time that did it.
Time that did it. Yeah,
that's just
that's a lot of great.
Me. Just that single line there.
There's a lot of great stuff in this episode. There's a lot of great stuff in the video. Like, we finally get to see Joel boost and Ellie.
Yes, like, to get the ladder.
Yep. That was a lot of fun.
Not a single flamethrower for Joel in this show.
He finally did get the assault rifle, though, and how. Yes. Finally got that in-game weaponry. But I mean, what would that have looked like? That would have looked
roasting
like some
people. Yeah,
it would have looked like a James Bond villainry, you know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish he would have used it for something, even if it wasn't for murdering a bunch of people. It's okay.
It is. And then I guess like the other thing I'm wondering going into is where are we at with the amount of infected in this series? I feel like maybe again. Yeah, I don't want a lot more, but maybe you do something like, man, I don't know what they could have done. Maybe, instead of the stupid credit sequence they had, each week could have been a montage of this Joel and Ellie working their way through abandoned buildings and killing random. And just so you know that, like, in between all this emotional character-driven shit, they're having to fight through a bunch of, especially in places like Salt Lake City where there should have been a shitload of them. Should have been a tendril or something that they could have. They could have done something like that. I think that would have been low budget and, you know, just been like, hey, you know, there's a lot of implied zombie violence.
And this episode was pretty short, all things considered. I was surprised when we got
43
flashbacks.
43 minutes with credits previously on an intro.
Yeah. So I don't know. You probably could have done a 5-minute action sequence. Another one, I guess, in this.
Yeah. Are we about to flip it over to the instant talk section?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. We've got a whole bunch of people gathered here, watching us tonight. We're about to take their questions and comments. You blew it. You missed it. It's too late. You could have had something. You didn't. If you want to join the club, so the next time we have these instant talks and instant takes, you're not left out in the cold. Go to support.baldmove.com. And sign up today. You can also get the access to the recorded version of Instant Talk if you do it right now. Of course, we'll be back on Tuesday for the full podcast. Thursday's feedback. You can leave us feedback at TLOU, that's TLOU, at baldmove.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/baldmove. But yeah, we're going to see you Tuesday. And for all our club members, it's time to get down to the Instant Talk.